Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on this morning. May the Lord richly bless you. May he make you the head and not the tail. Those that believe the Lord are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Everything you need is in Jesus. You need something according to the will of God. It is yours. Proclaim it on today. Amen. Speak in faith. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, you know the needs of us today, including me, but I'm standing on your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm standing on your word and I believe your word. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, touch us on today. Those that are listening and believe, Lord, may it be granted unto them according to your will. We don't want anything that's outside of your will. We want what is of your will, and it is of your will to have life and that more abundantly. Lord, help us to go forth in you, Lord, and make us a vessel fitted for honor, Lord, that you show us off in the face of the enemy how we are overcomers and we are called by your name. Bless us through your word, by your word, and may you hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back to Matthew 24. We're going to reread verse 9 to keep within the context of our last podcast. It says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. We are hated of all nations for his name's sake. If you are in another country outside of the United States, you carrying a Bible, maybe except for Europe, you carrying a Bible, and a lot of places, they probably kill you. At the very least, take your Bible. They don't allow it. They don't want Christianity to permeate. So there are, and we pray for our missionaries that go over there, that sacrifice and that are actually subjecting their lives unto death in order to get the word of the word of God out. We pray for them. Lord, protect them in Jesus' name to get the word of God out, because they are called to do the work of the ministry in foreign nations. And so they hate us over here. There's a lot of people that hate the word of God over here. They hate Jesus. They don't believe. They believe it's alive. No, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as God. And that's what people are saying today by their actions. Because if you believe God, you wouldn't do certain things. If you love God, you wouldn't do certain things. Your actions show what you believe. You don't even have to have the word quoted to you. If you are living a life of sin, you don't love God. If you are not convicted to change, you need to question whether or not you belong to God. If you can live a life of a hellion, just do anything against God, and you have no conviction, woe unto you. Because whom God loves, he chastens, mean he chastises those that he loves. He tells us in your spirit, that's wrong and you should not do that. But there are those over here that are hating us for our namesake around the world. And they also hate Israel, because Israel is God's chosen people. And they're hating them because they are the chosen of God. Verse 10 of Matthew 24. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Offended. You know, people even leave church because of offense. Oh, I'm not going back there because the pastor said this to me. He looked at me a certain way. He yelled at me. He said this and that. Oh, that minister said so and so. Oh, you know what, those people over there, blah, blah, blah. Offense. Offense. You know, the enemy is using offense to keep you from God. Believe God and trust the Lord. And you know what? People, it's not an excuse, but people have faults. And there are times when a person is not even trying to offend you, but they may be trying to correct you, and you have to receive the correction. But the enemy is using offense to run people away from God. And you think it's not running away from God. You think, I'm just running away from that church. But if you're not going to another church that's preaching the word of God, and even be careful about that, because depending on what church you're going to, make sure God is in it. There is no perfect church. It doesn't exist. No perfect church, because we are here in the flesh and doing our best to trust the Spirit of God, those that believe. But the church, there's no perfect church. Doesn't even exist here. So there are many people that will be offended and shall betray one another in the end times, shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Just like I just spoke about on the last podcast, mother against daughter, daughter against a son, son against father, a co-worker against co-worker, a grandparent against grandchild, neighbor against neighbor. Just betray one another because they want to stay alive. But they that hate their life until the death, they shall be saved. Because during the great tribulation period, people are going to die for the gospel's sake. It is going to come a point that it's going to that the Antichrist and his followers are going to ask you what you believe if you're left here. And you are going to have to make a decision at that time. Do you believe in Jesus Christ and are a follower of Jesus Christ? And you are going to have to die for your faith. But right now, you have an opportunity to believe the word of God and to believe in Jesus Christ, that he came to die for your sins, and believe now that you might not go through the tribulation period, where it's going to be such as no man have ever seen. It is going to be the worst time that have ever existed. You don't want to be here. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. We have false preachers and prophets now. I was watching something that a pastor and his wife was speaking with Oprah on a program, and they are marrying homosexual couples, and they are saying that the gospel is antiquated, the word of God is antiquated, and it is not modern, and we need to modernize and be progressive and marry same-sex people because they love each other. And Oprah said, yes, I agree. We need to be progressive. The Bible says, change not one jot nor one tittle of my word. My word shall stand. Let the word of God be true, and every man be a liar. The word of God is alive, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it is able to discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart. You better believe the word of God and not follow some modern day. The word of God shall stand, and the word of God shall not be changed. It is a sin to try to modernize or reshape or reword the word of God as if God is dead, and we must take the word of God and reshape it and renew it to our modern day. Make it fit the people of today. That is blasphemy. The word of God shall stand, and it is true today as it was thousands of years ago. It has always been true because the word of God is Jesus and the living word. Be careful what you follow. Be careful. Join me next time on The Word and Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.